Drive to the Overlooks on the north side of Pine Mountain. Map is on page 3. Creech Overlook is 1 mile ahead. When the Park Road forks, bear right onto the Little Shepherd Trail, following the sign to the Overlook.
For centuries, Native Americans and pioneers sustained their families on both the meat and skins of wild game. Villagers would ask long hunters after months in the forest, "How many bucks do you have?" A skinned male deer, a buck, fetched about $1 on the frontier. Hunting drove deer, buffalo, elk, and bear right out of Kentucky. Only through wilderness conservation, on our state and federal lands, were we able to save these beautiful animals. Since 1990, black bear have made a dramatic return to this park. People get nervous about bears getting close, especially at night when you're camping. Don't worry, there's nothing to fear. Just don't feed bears and obey all park regulations. In May, Cumberland hosts the Black Bear Festival. If you're a bear lover, that's one event you can't miss. Let's listen to park manager Rick Fuller help us understand black bear.
We don't have problems with black bears. I reside on the park, and I've had them in my front yard. We've never had anybody go missing. Campers report sometimes the black bears coming by their tents, and they can hear them walking around outside, smelling the edge of the campsite. Some of the people, this is okay with. Some people, it bothers a little bit. And I can understand that when you realize that you're dealing with an animal standing on its hind legs. It's close to 6 feet in height. The largest black bears ever caught in the state all came off of this park. All within the past 3 to 4 years. They were all over 300 pounds, with one bear caught in the summer of 2002 at 560 pounds. Now, that's a bear that could play football on any team, but they can travel so quiet. You can be so close to a black bear, and all of a sudden you look, and there it is. You never heard it coming. Probably one of the rarest things that ever happens in nature is for an animal to reintroduce itself into an old habitat. There are records dating from back when Dr. Thomas Walker and Daniel Boone were in the state that in many hunting trips they took more black bears than they did deer. It's hard for us to realize that the animals were so common at one point. Many people have seen pictures of Napoleon from the late 1700s, early 1800s. His armies had these big black hats. Those hats were made from bear skin. A lot of those hats came from bears here in Kentucky. There was a very large bear hunting industry in the state at one time. By about the late 1800s, nearly 100 years after Napoleon, black bears were pretty much gone from the state of Kentucky. White-tailed deer were pretty much gone from the state of Kentucky. A lot of people find it very hard to believe that white-tailed deer were pretty much gone 100 years ago. And that they were reintroduced. Man brought them back. In the case of the black bear, nobody brought them back. They have just come back into this region on their own. It's kind of strange, but what we almost kind of fantasize about is that two or three bears came in here, found all this habitat. One of them went back and said, "Hey, fellas, you know, come on with me. I got a great place to go." Almost like Daniel Boone of the Bear Kingdom. Of course, that didn't really happen, but that's almost the effect we're seeing. In a relatively short time period, in less than 15 years, we've gone from a bear population of almost none to a breeding population of bears. Sunrise on the park can be two distinctive areas. The south face of the mountain gets sun almost immediately as soon as it rises. In the case of north of the park, Pine Mountain casts a very long and very wide shadow. The fog may be coming up as much as half to three quarters of the way up from the bottom of the valleys, with just the peak sticking up out of the fog. gradually, as the sun rises and the day gets brighter and brighter, the fog takes on almost a cotton candy type of look to it, kind of a grayish, whitish cotton candy feel. Valleys and everything are still in complete shadow. They're dark. When the sun finally does rise above Pine Mountain, it just lights up the whole top of everything. The valley's still in fog, but the mountaintops are aglow. The glow goes to the fog. The fog turns this kind of pearly white in coloration and kind of glows. The colors can be just out of this world. Being on top of the mountain during a clear day in the fall or spring, the sun just seems to kind of sit right on the top of one of the ridge lines, with the sun just being cut in half by the edge of the earth.
Resume audio after you stop at Pit Stop 8, Cumberland Tourism Commission in downtown Cumberland. The commission is housed on West Main Street in the Old Kentucky Utilities Building on the same block as the Rebecca Caudill Public Library. Map is on page 3. Ask about the downtown walking tour, events at the Appalachian Center on the campus of Southeast Community College, and the many seasonal festivals. Swap and Meetin' has been the first weekend in October for over 60 years, and the Grand Reunion is in mid-June. Visit Poor Fork Arts and Crafts for unique gifts. Pause audio now.